wildfires scorched more than 100,000 acres across Oklahoma, making all crimes felonies for people in the country without legal status, and the Oklahoma college basketball teams who made it to the postseason. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, March 17th. I'm Logan Layden. More than 100 wildfires raged across Oklahoma Friday into Saturday, scorching 170,000 acres. Anna Pope reports hundreds of homes were destroyed, including one belonging to Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
Many Oklahomans are returning to pick up the pieces of their homes after a firestorm swept the state. Among them was Governor Kevin Stitt at his ranch house in central Oklahoma. In a social media video, he walked where his house once stood. Stitt says he will be rebuilding with the rest of the state.
You never think it's going to happen to your place, and these wildfires just come out of nowhere and can really take over.
More than a dozen fires continue to burn into the weekend. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Four deaths have been confirmed and at least 142 people were injured in Oklahoma due to the fires. Well, state lawmakers are pushing measures to widen their unauthorized migrant fishing net. As Lionel Ramos reports, a bill making it a felony to be arrested for any crime while in the country without a legal status passed the House last week.
House Bill 1362 by Stillwell Republican David Hardin revises anti-immigrant language passed into law last year and makes it more broadly applicable. It removes language related to the punishment of the new crime impermissible occupation, which requires a second offense to become a felony, and instead tacks on a separate felony charge against people arrested for any state crime. The new punishment is 5 years in prison or deportation. Oklahoma City Democrat Cindy Munson called the measure fear-mongering.
We have so many needs in keeping the public safe in our communities, and it just continues to breed fear, especially with children. We brought up also that the governor has said, you know, stop scaring kids and their families, which is rich because it is part of his rhetoric and why we are where we are today.
The bill passed the House floor along party lines and awaits committee assignment in the Senate. I'm Lionel Ramos.
And it's March Madness time for college basketball, and several Oklahoma teams are going dancing. The University of Oklahoma's women's basketball team will host a slate of games in the NCAA tournament starting Saturday. The 3-seed Sooners will face the 14-seed Florida Gulf Coast University Eagles for the second straight year. Oklahoma State's women's basketball team earned a 7-seed in the tourney. They'll travel to Connecticut to play the 10-seed South Dakota State Jackrabbits on Saturday. In the men's tournament, the Sooners landed a 9-seed. They'll head to North Carolina and square off against the 8-seed Connecticut Huskies on Friday. Meanwhile, two teams from the state advanced to the round of 16 of the NAIA Men's Basketball Championship. Langston University and Oklahoma Wesleyan University will continue their postseason runs on Thursday and Friday, respectively. The NAIA Women's Basketball Championship will have two teams from the state in its round of 16. Langston will continue its run on Thursday, while Mid-America Christian will do so on Friday. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.